I want to share a positive pump up message with you as you navigate your job search and gear up for your upcoming interview. Whether you are just starting your job search or you have an interview coming up soon, this message is for you. This is a reminder that the company you are interviewing with needs you. They posted this job online because they are looking to fill a position. You might need a job, we all do, but there is a company out there right now that is looking for you, hoping you will apply, join their team, and make an impact. Just like you are uniquely you, there is a business out there that is a perfect, unique fit. There are some companies that are looking for a different type of person than you, and that's okay because your perfect fit exists and they are waiting for you to apply and waiting to meet you. Maybe you have feelings about your upcoming interview. Everyone does, but you are different than other applicants. You are different than the other applicants. I have interviewed thousands and thousands of applicants, and so few of them took time to improve their interview skills. Many needed a job. Few cared enough to even put in a little bit of effort. So many people didn't even think to do it. If they would have even had the thought, maybe they would have. You think I'm saying you're different just to be nice? I'm not. You know how I know? Because you're listening to my words right now. However you found the job interview experience, you hit play. Maybe you sought out interview advice. Maybe you saw the podcast somewhere. You took initiative. How many job seekers spend their important time, their free time, listening to, say, a podcast about improving their career? Few, very few. Because of your efforts, you are way ahead of the curve. Whether you listen to me or another podcast, you are putting time and energy into yourself, and that makes a lasting impact. Have you thought of this? You are changing the entire trajectory of your career right now. Because of your interview preparation and time invested, your next interview is going to be fantastic. It's going to be better than it would have if you wouldn't have done this. Much, much better. But do you know what? This time you're investing, this doesn't just fade away. Next interview, this will stick with you and impact your next interview for your next job and your next job after that. Your improved performance is going to open doors to great opportunities, better positions, better pay. As you progress in your career, you will have more confidence and more say in the direction you are going. Take a deep, slow breath in. Go ahead. Take a steady, deep breath. Then let it out nice and easy. You can do it again. And while you breathe deep with confidence, I hope you, with a little smile on your face, remember that you are setting yourself up, setting your career up for success. You are taking control of it. You are listening to the job interview experience. You are doing other stuff online. You are the type of person who sought this out. You are taking control, and it's going to work. If you don't put effort into yourself, who else will? I don't need to tell you that. You already know. Remember what I told you? You invested in yourself. You want better. You want more. Your interviews are coming up, and you are going into those interviews armed with a wealth of information, not just some mistakes to avoid, but how to stand out from other applicants, how to stay calm, managing your nerves, selling your candidacy. We talk about that a lot. Following up. If you haven't listened through all the episodes of the job interview experience, go ahead and listen. I put a ton of work. When I have a little bit of precious free time, I put it into creating this for you. This is free. I'm doing this because I want to help, and it's working. It's helping. I work to keep this short, keep it interesting, packed with nothing but powerful information curated to help you succeed. Part of the reason I'm so pumped up, if you can't tell, I'm so pumped up, it's not just because extra couple cups of coffee this morning. It's because of a review for the job interview experience I received this week from Tony Ossie. The positivity of this review was contagious, and I wanted to share a special pump-up message with you, and I thought I'd include this. Here's what Tony Ossie says. The Job Interview Podcast never fails to impress. To date, Matthew's podcast has empowered me with a lot of quality, actionable information that was instrumental in helping me secure my dream job in digital marketing after an extended period of underemployment. I'm going to read that part of that again. To date, Matthew's podcast has empowered me with a lot of quality, actionable information that was instrumental in helping me secure my dream job in digital marketing after an extended period of underemployment. For this, I'm extremely grateful. I have not found any other podcast of this high caliber. Matthew's interview with Simon Mainwaring managed to exceed even my highest of expectations. I might be a little biased as Simon is a fellow Aussie, but the podcast came at a time where I'm evaluating aspects of my work-life, family-life balance. For that, I am very thankful. To Matthew and Simon, many thanks for the great work. I can't wait to listen to your upcoming episodes. Thank you, Tony Ossie. Thank you for the positive message and congratulations. That is so rewarding for you, for the effort you put into yourself, but it's also rewarding for me that this made an impact on your job search and securing your dream job. I do all of this to try and make an impact. It's so encouraging to hear that I'm helping. If you have a positive message as well, please go to Apple Podcasts and write a quick review. I'd love to hear you. You can hear right now the impact this makes on me. I'm here to help you. I receive messages and emails and success stories all the time. I only share a fraction of those emails on the podcast because it would take up too much time, and I don't want to shift from an interview advice podcast to patting myself on the back every episode. This episode isn't about me. It's about you. You are going to be one of these success stories. You are going to be one of these success stories. You are on the Job Interview Experience team, the team that immediately stands out, the team that impresses the interviewer, impresses the manager, and gets offers. We are a team of people that stand out because we are professional. We are positive. We are ourselves. We are looking for a company that loves who we are and wants the skills we offer, the skills that make their business successful. Your skills will make a company successful. They're waiting for you to apply. I'm here to help you, but you're the one putting in work to step up your interview. You know the image of the little devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other? Well, at your interview, like it or not, I'm going to be on one of those shoulders. You found a resource and worked hard to improve, and you're way ahead of others because of that. Now you have a little executive recruiter on your side, on your shoulder. Just like the little devil or the little angel, you can choose which of those two you think I am. But I'm on your shoulder and I'm here to help you excel in your interview. I'm going to be in there with you. I was with you before preparing you. That's what we're doing right now. Throughout your interview, you will have little moments and big moments when you remember something you learned on the podcast or while you were doing your research online, and you're going to put it to use and it's going to work. You're putting in the work now. It's exhausting. It's stressful. I know you're nervous. You're listening, reading, prepping. I would wish you good luck on your upcoming interviews, but you don't need luck. You have interview skills. Preparation is so much more important than luck. You're putting in the time, the hours of preparation. It's going to pay off. Think of an Olympic athlete. Would you expect them to not train at all for 4 years and just watch TV and eat chips and show up the day of an Olympic event out of shape and unprepared, unpracticed? And would you expect them to perform well? Of course not. Those Olympic athletes that trained beforehand, had their mindset on it, those are the ones that are going to stand out and win. Of course. You're the Olympic athlete. You're the one preparing. You're the one choosing. Instead of doing something else, you're getting ready in this moment right now. Maybe just now you're starting your training, or maybe you've been working on this and you're ready for the big game. No matter what stage of your adventure you're in, I believe in you. You are putting in the work. You care about yourself and your career. You're putting in the work. I'm just providing you with some insight. I believe in you. You believe in you, and you should. You're going to do great. you're going to do great things. This isn't just about the interview. You're going to do great things once you get this job. Apply with confidence. Interview with confidence because you are confident. Do incredible work. Go out there and change the world.